Bad news from the Pentagon for the U.S. effort in Afghanistan today. The biannual survey of security and stability in Afghanistan says there have been improvements in some areas, but support for the Afghan government remains weak, with less than a quarter of the Afghan population in key districts supporting President Karzai's government. The report comes ahead of a scheduled meeting between President Karzai and President Obama in Washington last month. In panel is the Kabul reporter for our partner, the BBC. He joins us now live from the Afghan capital. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Celeste. Good to hear from you.
And nice to hear from you, too. But is this a kind of poll on the political feelings of the Afghan people right now? Is their lack of support for the Karzai government also translate into lack of support for the U.S.-led effort there?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that I don't think the authors of this report necessarily designed it to be a criticism either of the international military mission here or indeed of the Afghan government. But if you look at the facts and figures that are contained within, it's hard not to reach that conclusion. I think there is criticism across the board here. I think the danger is that this report will be used as a stick to beat President Karzai, and that may well have a negative effect. We've certainly seen a trend of that coming from Washington, a lot of criticism of President Karzai and his government, corruption, inability to govern, lack of effective governance in many areas of the country. But the truth is that the failures that are highlighted in this report, the responsibility is pretty much shared between the international community and the Afghan government. Don't forget, this is a president and a government that was put into power by ISAF, by NATO, by the West.
Well, Ambassador Khalilzad, former Ambassador Khalilzad, was on the program yesterday, and he said that the United States, the Obama administration, made a mistake in not supporting Karzai before the election because now they're stuck with him. Could perhaps stronger support for Karzai turn this around in his country?
Well, I think it certainly would help. I think the interesting thing here is you almost have a split in terms of Washington politics between the military and the civilian side of things. In actual fact, General McChrystal, the overall commander of not just US but all international forces in Afghanistan, has forged a very good working relationship with President Karzai. But he is the most senior US official to have a good relationship with President Karzai. Secretary of State Clinton does not have a good one. The US Special Representative, Richard Holbrooke, has burnt his bridges with the Afghan government, and there is a real sense that the military have forged ahead where the civilian side, the political side, is behind. And I think this meeting between the two presidents next month will be absolutely key. The truth is that President Karzai is going to be here for the next 4 years or so, and so if you accept that US troops and other international troops are going to be here, they have to find a way of working together. And some of the problems that are highlighted in this report I think are very worrying. I mean, almost doubling in violent incidents yet again in the last 12 months, less than a quarter of the population supporting President Karzai. And the flip side of that is that 75% are either neutral or are sympathetic or actively supporting the insurgents. Now, although it's fair to say there isn't widespread popularity for the Taliban, I think what we're seeing is a trend of increasing support for the Taliban because many people, and this is a primarily rural society, are faced with the choice between a corrupt government, abusive local officials and police, and what they see as an organization that is religious, that behaves properly and offers some sense of justice to them that they're denied by the authorities.
Ian Pannell is a BBC reporter in Kabul, Afghanistan.